This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And this is a hamstring that he's dealt with, an injury that he's dealt with, all the way back to college days at Arizona State under Herm Edwards. So this is going on 5+ years now where he's dealt with hamstring injuries. I just asked the question at 888-957-9570. Call or text that number if he's bordering on bust. Jasky thinks that's too strong of a word right now.
At this point in time.
When you're
a year into your career, regardless of what happened last year, when you're a year into your career, it's probably way too premature. Now, concerned? Of course you're concerned.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't good. Now, of all the teams that relies on their receivers probably the least, it would be one of these types of teams, sure, meaning a run first type of a team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
Right? But he does have a big role. There's no Ayuk for who knows how long. We don't know. Could be, you know, the beginning of the season, like week 5, 6, 7. Could be late in the year. I thought Dre Greenlaw was going to come back probably like week 6, 7. Would he come back? Week 13?
Super late. Super
10.
Late.
10. Yeah. Okay, came back week 10, right? And then barely played.
Yeah.
So this is not good. You don't want to head into a season with just Juwan Jennings and, you know, duct tape, you know, because your other wide receiver you signed from the Rams isn't going to be available for the first couple of games because of the suspension that he's got looming over him for PEDs. That being said, if you're like, Joe, are you concerned about, yeah, this is not good. This is not ideal. I'm not here to pretend that it is, but it is May. The guy I'm more worried about, and it's not worry, it's just the guy I'm monitoring way more closely, who I think has way bigger of an impact on their winning this year, is Christian McCaffrey. Mm. And it's not so much like, how fast does he look in drills, or what does the explosion look like? I'm not going to pretend to break down videos. It's just, can he go week after week after week throughout all this offseason and just be on the field? Just get his work in. Right, at whatever speed that looks like. And then come week one, all assess where he's at. Like, he's got to make it week after week after week on the field in practice. And I'm sure they'll pick and choose times to sit and stay or whatever, or, you know, do like a veteran day that Kittle does a lot and Trent Williams does a lot. But can he get his work in and just be ready to go week one? And then I'll assess what he looks like week one, right? Because he is the guy, to me, that is one of the most important players in the entire NFC.
Let's listen to the head coach yesterday. OTAs going down Santa Clara. I think some of the big names that aren't there currently, Trent Williams is not there. And then Yetur Gross-Matos. But I believe Yetur is having a baby. Thumbs up. I think that's what was going down. I think that's what happened. So that's why he's not there. It's not for any injury reasons or anything like that. And obviously, Brandon Ayuk not there. He's recovering from an ACL. Yeah. Obviously, we knew that heading into it. But Shanahan talking about Ricky Pearsall first, and we'll get to the Christian McCaffrey cut as well. So, but here is the head coach talking about the second year wide receiver.
Ricky's been awesome, but Ricky has a tweaked hamstring, so I'll be surprised if he does anything in OTAs.
Be back for minicamp or out?
I know he could be, but when you get by the time you get to minicamp and there's just 2 days left in school, we probably won't just throw him out there. But he should be healthy by then.
Hopefully, he should be healthy by then, according to head coach Kyle Shanahan. So doesn't make me feel very good though. Regardless, here is more from Shanahan talking about Christian McCaffrey, though. Positive, Joe. He's healthy.
Christian is pretty, he's as ready as any player I've ever been around. When he gets hurt, you know, he's got to rehab and get better. Right now, he's healthy as can be. We got to kind of protect him from himself. But Christian has a good idea of what he needs to do right now. He's doing a lot less than he normally would do, but I know he's excited on how healthy he feels and the fact that he can get out there.
So he's as healthy as possible.
I'm not going to lose my mind this early. It's not even June. I promised myself I wouldn't lose my mind. This is the same guy who told us that we had nothing to worry about with Christian McCaffrey in preseason last year. So that's why, like again, I'm not saying that Shanahan's lying to us. He might look as good as any athlete. I've seen Christian up close and personal. The guy looks like a G.I. Joe figure. He is chiseled. The calves on this dude are unreal.
That's why his name's McCaffrey.
He looks like a track athlete, like a superstar track athlete. That being said, it's not about a given day or a video or anything like that. It's just, can he go week after week after week, getting his work in and being ready to go week one of the NFL season? That's it. That's all I need. And if he is, oh, thank God, because I think it would really like change everything. Right now, if he's out, who's your number two running back? Like, as in, who would step in as your starter?
Garendo, probably.
Now, Garendo flashed. I don't feel really confident that he can go.
No.
You know, weeks on end. Jordan Mason, who had a couple of years under his belt and I think showed a little bit of promise, told us after like 2 weeks, like, yeah, being an every down running back in this system in the NFL is really difficult.
Yes, it is. And they demand a lot. It's a run first team. It's a run first zone running scheme that there's not a lot of in today's NFL. Like that does this specific type, which has made them so successful, but also the proof is in the pudding, the wear and tear from these guys, the Raheem Mosterts of the world, your boy Tevin Coleman, right? You had to bring in Paper Plane McKinnon, right? All those guys. Matt Breida, the names go on and on and on. Elijah Mitchell, another guy, right?
And I liked Elijah Mitchell. What is
gone.
Where's he at now? What team did he go to?
Elijah Mitchell, running back right here.
Where did he go to?
He's a Chief. Of course he's a
Chief.
He's going to win a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, exactly. He'll make a play against us, you know? No, but like, okay, the Ricky Pearsall aspect of this, it is concerning. Like, I'll meet you here. It is very concerning because you're a wide receiver and the entire position of wide receivers is conditioning. It's being able to get those reps in with Brock Purdy, which he really couldn't do last year. Right. And part of why you wanted Brock signed was so that he could do all of this kind of stuff and get that timing and that sequencing and all that stuff ready to go. Now, can you do it during the regular season? Sure. But I always go back to the Matt Stafford Cooper Kupp thing where Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp had calculated exactly how many passes before, during and after practice the two of them did together the year they won the Super Bowl.
That's pretty crazy.
It was it was insane. And like, you need those reps. You need that timing. You need all those things. And so this is not ideal. I'm not pretending like this is, oh, it's fine. Nothing to worry about because nothing is worse than nothing to see here radio. Because like the reality is like, yeah, this is not good.
No.
But I think it is way too early to say like the buzzword. What I saw late in the year, and like, again, I watched a ton of highlights because they were showing a lot of online. There was a guy that was breaking down every single under center drop back from Brock Purdy. And so I would rewatch over each snap, and I'm picking out different players to look at and where were they open on the route, whatever. Ricky is a silky route runner. Like, he is nice.
What did Greg Cosell say last year? Our 95.7 The Game NFL answer, juicy. That's the word he used.
No, he is nice.
He's now, juicy.
I worry about size and all that stuff, but like, he does get open. And in the rhythm passing game against zone and against some man, depending on who's guarding him, he does get open. Like, he would be a productive player in this system. Would he be, you know, an upper echelon wide receiver? I don't know. Like, I don't know. But I also didn't think Juwan Jennings could be close to a 1,000-yard receiver in this offense. So I'm not putting it past Shanahan. It's just, this is not great. And I look at the Ayuk injury, and God knows what's happening with him and the team and the organization. I look at Juwan Jennings being a stalwart. Who's going to be that guy opposite him in the passing game to be a threat? Now you're going to stack the box against everyone.
Here is Greg Cosell, the aforementioned sound I was talking about on last year on with Lillard and Dibbs, right here at 95.7 The Game, talking about Ricky Pearsall, some of those early moments and saying he looked juicy running routes.
I thought Pearsall running routes looked pretty juicy this week. Huh. You know, so he's only going to get better. You know, what that means in terms of production, no one can answer that. But I thought he looked pretty quick running routes. Plus, he's got some physicality to him. There were a couple of times he was pressed, and he ran through the press. So I'm really anxious to see him play more, which he will, obviously, because Ayuk's not there.
Juicy like a peach, Ricky Pearsall.
Can we play just the beginning of that where Willard, like, clearly gets super excited?
We're efforting.
I want that on the board. Just play the beginning and then drop it.
I thought Pearsall running routes looked pretty juicy this week. Huh. You know, so he's only going to get better.
There you go.
Mark, I love you.
But I was actually kind of with Mark there. I was like, huh, he didn't really do anything. How did he look juicy? But, hey, Greg Cosell, he breaks down the film better than anyone. Not named Brian Baldinger, of course. Both of our 95.7 The Game NFL insiders. But there were moments for Ricky last year, and that was from an October game, so it was super early in the year. And I felt like it was towards the end of the year, those last couple games for Ricky that he played, that really showed me, like, okay, we got something here, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, again, he's got to be out there for me to even, for him to do anything. He's just got to be on the field. If he can get there, sure, that's great. And just staying on the field will be massive. But it all comes down to Christian McCaffrey at the end of the day. That's great. You're number two wide receiver in a run-first thing. That's great. Christian McCaffrey is not only at times your best running back, clearly, he's also your best wide receiver at times.
But you're also out Brandon Ayuk, and you're also out Deebo Samuel.
That's why Christian McCaffrey's just, you need him on the field.
No, I know, but let's not act like Ricky's coming in as the number four.
No, but this season's not going to come down to Ricky Pearsall being on the field or not. It's going to come down to Christian McCaffrey being on the field or not. That's what it's going to come down to.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you don't know?
Let it play out. I think you got to let it play. Look, did you know that Kendrick Bourne was going to lead the 49ers in playoff receiving yards on their way to the Super Bowl in 2019? Like, this offense is kind of crazy, like, in the sense that, like, there are certain guys who just ball out and are extremely efficient and make things work, and then other guys are just,
listen,
you know?
No, what I've learned in the Super Bowl last few years, your studs need to show out. Thank you, Mark. Christian McCaffrey needs to be on the field for this team to have a chance. They just need him out there. This is a problem. This is why we've been talking about it. Like, when I talk about the Warriors, and we all talk about the Warriors, and them being so Steph Curry-centric, I get it. He's one of the greatest players of all time. Mm-hmm. You do everything you can to cater towards that man, and he will lead you to the promised land more often than not. And he's done that four times with four rings. I understand that. But there's a conversation to be had now, and we're having it, because he's 37 going on 38. And how long can he keep this up? Like, sooner or later, there was going to be a conversation about LeBron with the Lakers, right? Like, yeah, they're probably going, they're going to shift everything towards Luka. He's 26. Now, with the 49ers, you paid your quarterback all this money, and obviously you have Christian McCaffrey locked up, and I think at their best, your best player is probably still Christian McCaffrey, but I don't know if that's a good thing anymore. Like, I question Kyle Shanahan a little bit in the 49ers going forward, because if they're still going to be this Christian McCaffrey-centric, I have my doubts that it could withstand a 17, now going potentially on an 18-game season. Just the bilateral Achilles tendonitis scares the hell out of me.
I
do think there needs to be more of a burden, maybe that burden is the wrong word, but shouldering the burden of this load of an offense on the quarterback. Like, I do think that Brock Purdy, with all this money, he should be shouldering more of a load on this offense now. But that's not the Shanahan philosophy, Joe. No. And I don't know if he's ever going to pivot from that. You get what I'm saying here?
No, I do.
Like,
but I also
think it feels like you're putting so much on Christian McCaffrey's plate for this season to be success. That scares the hell out of me.
If I took Saquon off the Eagles, I would still think of the Eagles very highly.
Thank you.
But their season would be very different.
Very different.
Okay, and I'm not trying to dog. Their roster is really good. I mean, they're the best team in the league for a reason, right? And I'm not trying to sleep on Jalen Hurts, but I think this is not a unique conversation to just the Niners. You could have said this about the Titans during the Derrick Henry era. And I think there are other teams that you can make this argument for. But this team, that player, I agree. Like, he is extremely important. The problem is that, like, he's so damn good, you just keep feeding him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.